I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. At his annual news conference, President Vladimir Putin said Russian troops are advancing in Ukraine and voiced confidence the Kremlin will achieve its goals militarily if Kyiv doesn't agree to Russia's conditions in peace talks. Meantime, Ukraine and Poland's presidents met in Warsaw to emphasize unity against Russia, President Volodymyr Zelensky thanking Poland for backing a massive EU loan. Lorne Cook has more on that.
After a night of wrangling, European Union leaders agreed a 90 billion euro loan for Ukraine for the next 2 years. It's going to handle Ukraine's military and its financial needs at the same time. The original plan was to use Russian assets that are frozen in Europe as collateral. But that plan just unraveled. Belgium had too many objections. In the end, it doesn't matter, according to the leaders. The main thing was to get Ukraine this money immediately.
The AP's Lorne Cook in Brussels, and I'm Ben Thomas.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.